foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview. Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
And today, Janie, I want to talk about how God has given us everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. And He has given us exceedingly great and precious promises. Mm. And all of that is found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. And I go to that a lot because His promises are so precious. We talk about the blessings a lot, but we rarely talk about His great and precious promises. I think they differ, the blessings and the promises, right?
Well, that's a good point, Sharon. Elaborate.
Well, when you talk about blessings, a lot of people are talking about how God supplied all the finances I needed for this week, right? That was a blessing. Or someone stopped by and gave me a gift. That was a blessing. Or I broke down on the side of the road, and what a blessing someone stopped by and helped me. We talk about God's blessing in that vein. But when we're talking about His promises, we're talking about things that are solidified.
Well, when you made that statement, Sharon, I just thought that brings such security,
yeah,
peace, and joy to my heart.
Yeah.
A blessing is comfort that I can relish in and be grateful for. It may not cause my heart to just get quiet with the security of what the word that the Lord says when He talks to our hearts. And when He tells us, by the way, Sharon, just go back and hit the highlight point on your 2 Peter verse.
Okay. As His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, and He has given us exceedingly great and precious promises.
Do you realize that just what you have said, that they are all absolute statements?
Uh-huh.
They're not opinions. They're not somebody's preferences.
Right.
They're not somebody's wisdom of their word. They're absolutes. And when I listen to those words, it causes a quietness in my soul.
So are you saying that it's true whether I believe it or not?
Oh,
I mean, everybody's their own little truths these days.
And that's a profound question and something that we hear almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean I'm supposed to believe that? Or why should I believe that? Or I can't believe that because I don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't understand
right.
it.
Right. Right.
And so it just becomes information, but for the person who has learned and continues to learn who God is, it's the greatest comfort that you can get. It's better than chocolate and ice cream and anything else you can put on top.
Well, you just said, I think that's the difference between a blessing and the promises, is blessings you can actually feel, right? They are... because I feel it, I understand it, I see it, it's evident.
Mm-hmm.
Promises are true whether you believe it or not. I mean, promises are God's word.
And I do stand on that truth that chocolate helps relax. Just wanted to throw that in. I believe it to be true, and I live by that principle.
Okay. Well, God has blessed you with chocolate, hasn't he?
Amen.
Amen.
When we speak about the promises, though, Sharon, we need to go to Revelations, because if we want to realize who's making these promises, I'll guarantee you, if my neighbor makes a promise, I'm not going to bank my doings, my belief systems, my even hopes. If they come through, that's wonderful. But if they don't, that's okay. Because
right.
I haven't
okay.
really put my trust in them.
Right.
But when I find someone I put my trust in, such as you did when you married your husband.
Mm, yes.
And I just have to say, and I wasn't there, but I can see you at your little height, and I can see your husband at his great height, and I can see you lovingly looking up at him when he promised to cherish you and take care of you. And then the preacher said, "Are you really going to do this?" And your husband said, "I will, I do."
Yeah.
And you believed him.
Yes.
And you put your trust in him. And you know what? You've had some ups and downs, but your beloved husband has not failed you.
Right.
He keeps his promises.
Yes.
And so does Almighty God.
Okay.
So we need to let people know. Go over and let's see what he says in the book of Revelation.
What chapter are we going to,
Well,
Jamie?
Let's just, at the beginning.
Okay.
And it says, the revelation of Jesus Christ. It doesn't say the many revelations of things about him. No, this is a revealed, direct revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants. Oh, that might be those of us who
right.
are in Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Things which must take place shortly. Then I need to interject. Shortly for us is probably in 24 to 72 hours. For God Almighty, it might be thousands of years, because the Bible says that one day is like 1,000 years.
Okay.
When we're living in timeless eternity.
Okay.
So let's don't get upset if we don't see things taking place
shortly
in our time.
In our time.
All right?
Okay.
And then he sent and signified it by his angel, a messenger, to his servant John, an apostle. So the Lord does have human instruments to convey his message, but never instruments to upsert his message with their own interpretation.
Okay.
And that's where we're having some confusion these days. We are all being set apart, sanctified by the same God, but none of us are exactly at the same place, at the same time, in the same manner.
Right.
So as the Lord exposes more and more truth, deeper and deeper, have you not read a verse 25 or 30 years ago that you saw it one way, and today after some pain, some suffering, some loss, some trials, you go, wow, I wish I could
have seen. There's deeper depth.
There's deeper depth there. Mm-hmm. And I almost said deeper death. And yes, there's deeper death.
To self.
To self. So that you can have abundant life,
yes.
which is what he promises us. But in verse 3 of Revelation, chapter 1, it says, blessed. Sometimes that means happy or contented. Is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Now, it doesn't say, and comprehends fully, and can teach it at the next Bible study.
Right.
It's just, blessed is he who reads and those who hear. So read this and study it, because it's going to be applied to your life at some point in time. Then, while we're in Revelations 1, here is a comfort verse for me and for you in verse 8.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
Now, right there, I wish I had the words to describe who is and was and is to come. As simply as I can comprehend that, Sharon, it is, He always was, He always is, and He always will be.
Right.
And if that is a truth that I can even begin to wrap my mind around, Sharon, why am I anxious? Why would I get angry?
Right.
Why would I get disappointed when expectations fail?
Yes.
If He's always there, and He always will be there, I may not understand, but He is there. He's the Alpha, the Omega. He is the Jesus Christ that I can always trust. I know that His promises will never, ever fail. Sometimes when we're wavering, it's when we need a friend that sticketh closer than a brother or a sister. Mm. So today, if we get nothing else out of this lesson, it is there is one being who was never created, because He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, always was, is, and is to come. And He has made promises to all who will come to Him and allow Him to reveal who He is to us. And we can close today by saying, and the way He showed the commitment of that promise is via the cross.
Mm.
And we can continue to see how the cross works out in each in our lives. And yet, the cross scares us. So let's find out how it can comfort us instead.
And that's why mentoring matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, with resource materials available for the journey at sharonhearts.org. That's SHARIN hearts.org.